Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Remove Character Defects. It's time to work on removing our character defects for good. Remember to always talk to Jesus about these things we need removed and let Him help us to overcome these defects. The defects we have can be a little tricky to see. Reason being is because we've been accustomed to our way of thinking for so long that the things we do don't seem to be so bad. And it's likely because we, as carnal-minded people, are blind to our own defects. Some of our defects are usually seen by others. This is how other people judge our character. Some of us talk behind other people's back. Some of us have a short temper. Or we are always interrupting, butting in, while others are talking. Like what we have to say is more important. If you really take a good look at yourself, you'll be able to see the things that you need to change. Now, if you want to practice a little humility, ask people if there is anything that you do or say that bothers them. Study the way others act, and don't judge them, but see if you are like them in any way. You'll begin to see yourself unfold before your eyes. The reason we can't judge others is because we have sinned as they have. So no pointing fingers. When you do, there's always three pointing back at you. Don't focus so much on what others are doing wrong. We have enough to deal with in ourselves. You always find that by looking for the good in people and not seeing the bad, you'll become a better person yourself. A much happier one, too. Don't try to use the defects of others to justify yourself as being better than them. It will come back to haunt you, and that's guaranteed. I know it's hard to overcome these defects. It's a constant daily battle. It seems like it's easier to be defective than it is to be righteous. We all want to feel better about ourselves, but we seem to go about it in the wrong way. It starts with our pride. Greed, anger, lust, sloth, envy, jealousy, and gluttony. One or two or three or even all of them either have or will play a part in our lives at one time or another. These are all ugly characteristics we need to get rid of. We need the Lord to remove these from us, but we need to be willing and ready at all costs to want to change these bad fruits and the good fruits. Look at Galatians 5 verses 19 to 21 for a list of bad fruits, and Galatians 5 verse 22 for the good fruits. The bad fruits we produce please Satan, and the good fruits we produce please God. The bad fruits are produced by our carnal selves. Our carnal mind and bodily senses, they want these bad fruits. As long as we keep producing these bad fruits, we'll never be connected to God, or so to say, walk with God. If we want to overcome ourselves, it's our pride, then we need to start producing good fruits. But only by the grace of God can we overcome. You've come a long way already, so don't stop now. The spiritual life is so much more beautiful and peaceful than the carnal life. True freedom is to be free from the bondage of your carnal desires and the problems the world offers. One that has true freedom could be locked away in a 6x9 cell for life and still be free. Men and women lose their lives every day fighting for freedom and peace. God bless their hearts and souls. We need to fight for our freedom as well. If we don't, our souls could perish. Ask Jesus to show you the way, and ask Him to remove whatever defects you need to get rid of. In this war, there's no escape. But whose side are you fighting on, God's or Satan's? In Colossians 2, verse 11, in Him you have been circumcised, with a circumcision not performed by human hand, but by the complete stripping of your body of flesh. This is circumcision according to Christ. This is how Jesus helps you to overcome the desires of the flesh. This is one of the sacrifices He made for us. This is what discouraging is all about, that He went through for us. Bless his heart and soul. Pray hard, work hard, and follow Jesus to the cross so you can nail your flesh down. Thank you, and may God bless you.